Hi, welcome to Willa, also known as What I'm Looking At. It's a podcast about what I'm looking at, only available on Spotify. If you want to hear the original run of 179 episodes of the past, you can access those by becoming a subscriber on Spotify for $3.99 a month. That contribution helps me do this podcast, and also my art, and it also helps keep my center, Steady Waves, open. If you like my podcast, please consider becoming a subscriber. It really helps me and I super appreciate it. This podcast is part of the independent art label Down and Smiley. Go to downandsmiley.art for all kinds of curated art and all the ways to listen to this show. Now go and enjoy the episode. Hi, welcome back to What I'm Looking At, or Willa, the podcast about what I'm looking at. I'm back after a long break. I didn't say in the last episode that I was definitely going, and it's because I think I always knew that I would be back. I just didn't know when, and so I didn't want to make a big deal about it, because that's just how life is sometimes. You have to drop things and then you pick them up later. I'm here at the center and the door is open to the foyer or the reception area, and so you might hear some cars driving by or even people walk in and say, "What the heck is this?" But we'll just have to accept all of those things as they come. And the reality is, no one will probably walk in, but cars will definitely be driving by, so we can count on that. This morning, I went down to the Village Shop, which is a spa. And if you're in the UK or you've been here before, you will know what a spa is. It's like a convenience store, kind of like a gas station, but without the gas. A corner shop, if you will. Tiny grocery / home wares shop. And my intention was to buy some things. I wanted to buy some Windex, window cleaner, because, little side note, but there was a flood here in the center a couple weeks ago, and the flood, it wasn't an environmentally caused flood. It was a flood from a pipe that's above where my desk is in here, and I forget what the plumber man said, but essentially the wall became saturated by this bad pipe, and it dripped. All the way down to my desk and down the wall and down the window. And so there's this film, this nasty film on the window that I need to get off somehow with some, I might look up alternative glass cleaner, homemade recipe kind of thing, because I think 99% of cleaning products are just a sham. Like they're not even, They're not needed. You could do things with, like, regular soap or lemon juice or vinegar or something. So, it seems like vinegar and baking soda cure everything. So, that's probably just what I need to mix together and clean my window. But, worse comes to worse, I can go next door to my landlords because they run a B&B and they definitely have window cleaner. But, what was my point? I was saying I was going into the spa for window cleaner and a drink because it's very hot, and also batteries, because I haven't turned this thing on in so long that the batteries have died inside of it. And luckily the battery acid didn't start to seep out and ruin everything, but I did need to buy some batteries. And actually I should buy rechargeable batteries. And there was one more thing I was looking for. What was it? Batteries, Windex, a drink, and some chips or crisps, because I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich this morning or this afternoon, and I have this thing where I can't eat a sandwich without chips. It's just like one is with the other. I can't have one without the other. It's just might as well not have the sandwich at all if I don't have chips. So I got salt and vinegar. I didn't get the window cleaner because of the thoughts I was having, and it was I think it was like 2 pounds. And then I also needed something to clean the window with, like paper towels, and they just had a 2-pack, and that was 5 pounds, which is, I couldn't buy those things, so I was like, forget that. But I did get the chips, I did get the drink, and I did, as you can hear, get the batteries. However, they only had an 8-pack, and it was $7.50. I did have to really think, how bad do I want these? And then I remembered I have some cash in my wallet. But then I went to pay, and I didn't have enough cash, so I had to pay on my card anyway. So, and I thought, well, I'm already here. This person has already rung me up, and I have a credit card. So I did get the expensive batteries. They are going to be what I'm looking at today, so you'll hear all about them. And they are technically working well right now, so I can't be that upset. For all intents and purposes, it is a success, and I'm happy about it. So anyway, if you're new to this podcast, welcome. I've been doing this podcast for off and on a couple of years, I think since 2018 or so. I tend to go for a while and then need like a year off, but this time this is an actual relaunch, and I have some support behind me, and that is a support of the artist-run label Down in Smiley, and you'll find all the links in the notes and everything like that. I don't even really know what I should say yet about it, but I have support, and I have people behind me saying make this podcast, and so I have a little more kind of momentum behind it this time. And so I won't say that I'm going to continue forever, I won't say that I won't continue forever, but let's just enjoy this while it's here. Let's enjoy what I'm looking at. And the point of the podcast is that there is really no point. So I look at something and I tell you about it, and it helps some people just focus, like study for some reason, or sleep, or just have it be their person that's keeping them company. And so I guess there's not no point, but there's many, many points, or no point. Or maybe the point is to just go round and round with words so that the person listening doesn't need to listen to it. It's just a human voice traveling through the air and saying things that they don't need to follow, really. Most podcasts, you kind of have to follow them around, like with your mind. Sometimes I'm driving with a podcast and my mind goes off somewhere else inside of itself, and I lose track of what the podcast is saying to me, and I have to listen to it again. It's like when you're reading a book and you're having thoughts and you've read like 3 pages and don't know what they've said. How annoying, right? So this podcast, you don't have to do that because it doesn't matter. You just listen to it, and if you have your own thoughts or if you fall asleep, it doesn't matter at all. There's nothing that was said that really matters. Okay, so you can just relax and feel comfortable here in this space. For whatever reason, you clicked on this podcast and it's still on. Welcome, and I hope you get out of it what you wanted to get out of it. So like I said, I'm going to look at something today, and it's these batteries that I've just picked up. I'm going to describe to you all about it visually, and I hope that you enjoy. I recommend, if you can, as I'm talking, try and visualize what I'm saying so that maybe in your mind you have formed the same image as what I'm looking at, and that would be really neat, I think. This Energizer battery pack, it has 8 in there. They're double A's. That's just a basic overview, okay? So it's a fairly big pack of batteries. It's one of those packages that hangs on some hooks in the shop. So there are, it's like a cardboard backing, and then there are some holes where they go over the hooks where they hang on the shelf, display shelf. It's about 4 inches high by 6 inches across, so about the same size as like a photographic print, if you've gotten photos printed before. It's about that size, and there's about 2 inches of space above where the actual batteries are held, and about an inch on each side of them. So they're, the pack is, the background, I should say, of the card, it is surrounding the batteries. I'm kind of rusty, everyone. By the batteries, I mean that there's this sort of box that's coming out, which is housing all of the, obviously, 3D batteries that are in there. And this box has illustrations of each of the batteries that are in there, except for there's a little window cut out so you can see the actual batteries, but only 4 of them coming through, poking through. The other part of this box, they're just an illustration over. So maybe I'll start there. On this box, it depicts 8 batteries. So the first one, it's got, and they're all the same, but I'll just say the first one, it says Energizer Max. Energizer is in black with a white border, and the Max is underneath, much smaller, in red with a white border. The Energizer font is italicized. It's not all caps. The E of Energizer is capitalized. It's quite a bold font, and it is sans serif, I would say. The Max is all caps to give the maximum impact, I'm assuming. And that's the same font, it's just italicized as well. There's an effect on this illustration that makes it look like it's shiny. So it's highlighted, and it looks like a silver metallic battery. And then the top, probably half inch of the battery, is black. And there's a, I'm thinking of it as a backwards Nike swoosh going, kind of circling a little bit halfway, the Energizer logo. And it's red, and it's got a stripe of the silver inside, just swooping around. And then, as I said, there's 8 of these illustrations, but some of them are covered up by this banner I'm about to tell you about, or they're actually partially the window where you can see the real life battery through the window so that you could touch it if you'd like in the shop. So this banner that is covering, it's kind of covering on a diagonal line the window and it's going over top the second and the third battery. So really the only batteries that we can see fully illustrated are the first and the last ones on this box pack. This banner is red and it's got an ombre effect, so the top is lighter than the bottom, and it's kind of, yeah, this gradient red with white font over and also gray font. It says up to 100% longer lasting plus long temps, asterisk. Under the up to, it says dure just quoi, maybe that's French. And longer lasting also has an asterisk behind it, now that I'm looking at it closer. The up to with dure just quoi under, that's, it looks like a similar font to the Energizer font, sans serif, italicized. It's all in upper caps lock. The 100% is bigger than everything else on this banner, and it's a bold, also italicized thing. The longer lasting is in all caps as well, white, and then plus long temps is also in all caps, and that's in a grayish, like silver font. So that's on the box of where the batteries actually are housed, where they live. And then coming out of that box, there's the banner that continues behind. It's supposed to look like it's behind the first battery illustration and then coming up onto the battery box, again covering the window cutout. And now we're making our way to the cardboard backing board, which hangs on the display rack. I'm going to read all of the text on this, and then we'll get into more details about what's actually on this card. 10-year shelf life, 10 ans de durée de stockage, Energizer Max, 750, double A times 8, maxi pack. So that's all the text that's on here, except there's this funny picture of a personified, is that the word I'm looking for? It's a battery that's alive, and the TM is above this battery person, come alive, come to life. This battery person is in black and white, and it's got a really friendly expression, like it's saying, hello, buy this battery, buy me, I'm the best, and you'll have so much fun using me. That's what I think it's saying. And it looks like they have, if it wasn't in black and white, this picture, I would think that they have blue eyes because it's lighter around. It kind of looks like it's from Cars, or that vein of Pixar. Is Cars Pixar? I think it is. It looks like a Pixar animation of a battery. And while we can't see this battery's whole body, I can just see the ER that's on the trunk or the torso of this battery person. And it even has, there's even eyebrows above the eyes. They're kind of in a surprised position. And there's teeth, but there's no lines for individual teeth, so it's just white strips. And again, the eyes are, they look blue or green or something like that. And then it's doing this position where it's got a muscle It's kind of, you know, when in the movies or in real life, someone does the thing where they're showing you their muscle, like this way to the gun show kind of thing. That is what this battery is doing with the arm that we can see more predominantly. The other arm is to the side, doing something a little similar, I think. I can't see the whole thing, but the fist is clenched a bit, so I don't know, but I think that this battery is trying to tell us that it's strong, it will go a long time, and it is superior. That's what I think it's telling me in a friendly way. Next to and sort of behind this Energizer, I'm just now remembering that the Energizer Bunny used to be the thing, didn't it? And now it's this cartoon battery. I really liked the bunny more. Anyway, behind the Energizer battery person is this yellow square on a diagonal, and that's where it says AA times 8 maxi pack. The AA and the times 8 is in red, and the maxi pack's in black. Very bold, sans serif, and not italicized. The yellow background has a drop shadow, and the whole background is this radiating radial motif. It's like lines in silver radiating, and it's sort of shaded in different parts, and it's just a subtle little pattern in the background, I suppose. The Energizer Max is coming across the whole package. It's pretty large. It's the same font and everything from the small illustrations of batteries on the front box. And the sticker that the shop put over the package is placed on the I, the Z, and part of the E. And it says 750 pounds. And then the 10-year shelf life is on a little emblem on the upper left hand corner. It looks kind of like a badge coming down. It's almost a rectangle, but it's got a slanted bottom, so it looks like a little bit like a ribbon or something like that. And that's with a red background and a white 10-year shelf life, 10 ans de durée de stockage, in gray. And now I'm gonna flip this package over and we'll see what's going on in the back, which is a lot. Right, I'm gonna read everything that's on the back here. Are you ready? And then we'll get more into it. AA 8-pack, warning/attention. www.energizer.eu, customer support at energizer.com, reclosable storage, recyclable packaging, PAP21, mixed packaging. We've got a barcode here, 763-890-0437720, 12-2031 China, used by, made in, that's in Russian, I think, easy open, AALR6 1.5V alkaline, EU, Energizer France, SAS, Touroux, Jacques Duguerre, 92500, Rel Malmaison, France, GB, Energizer Group Limited, Sword House, Tottridge Road, High Wycombe, UK, HP1360G, and then there's a bunch more in this paragraph, but it's all in different languages, and I'm not even going to attempt to say them. 2022 Energizer, all rights reserved. Energizer, Energizer Max, and the Energizer character are trademarks of Energizer. Okay, so we find out that this Energizer person is called the Energizer character. Interesting. we've got this radiating pattern again on part of the back of this. It's sort of melting into the white of the card back here. I should have said the front is mostly white as well. It's white background with this radiating silver pattern with some slight shading around different areas. There's a red banner, and that's where the warning and attention come in, and where also this Energizer character is at the end of. So there's, you can imagine this kind of stripe of red coming diagonally across, and this character is at the end of it, holding in its hand a QR code. It's a QR code, don't know where it goes, not gonna find out. But it's probably to their website or some kind of voucher or something like that. In this depiction, the character is smiling a similar smile, but more wide open and kind of tilted, like slanted. And eyebrows are the same, eyes in slightly different angle, but the same. And yeah, not much to say about this character. Did you hear that? I don't know what that was, but the show must go on. There's all these tiny warning circles under the warning intention text. There's a circle which shows a thumb or a finger putting the battery in correctly, where the positive and the negative terminals are lining up with the positive and negative terminals of whatever it's going into. There's a circle which is struck through, and I'm not entirely sure what it's saying to me, but there's a power lead. Maybe it's saying don't plug in with the batteries in it. And then there's another one, and it's got a bolt cutter cutting a battery in half. You're not supposed to do that. You're also not supposed to put the battery into a flame or put a full battery next to an emptying battery. And then the last bubble is something you're supposed to do because it's not struck through, but I don't know what it's saying. There's an adult and a child, and it looks like they're dancing, and the adult has something in their hand. Maybe it's saying that adults should have control of the batteries and not the children. That's probably it. There's an easy open tab that I've already opened, and on that there's another depiction of these batteries, and it's kind of depicting the batteries coming out of the window. It's a red background, fire engine red on all of these reds, by the way, and the yellow is a bright sunflower yellow. And it's just showing these batteries being taken out of this flap. And it worked exactly the way it's depicting. I did take one out of the flap and then another one. The reclosable storage text is paired with an arrow pointing to this flap. And by the recyclable packaging, there's the classic recycling logo in black. And the energizer.eu and customer support at energizer.com text is right above one of the cutouts that go on the shelf, on the hooks. So that is the Energizer Max AA x8 Maxi Pack with Energizer character. And if you'll hear me out for a sec, I will let you listen to these batteries clicking along. Here you go. It didn't say on the back of the package, warning, don't not to do this, so I think we're safe to roll these around together. Well, I thank you so much for joining me for this special relaunched edition of What I'm Looking At. I believe the plan is to have these release on Wednesdays, so look out for them in your feed, and until next time.